do it. AM Sports Report brought to you by Hobby Habit right here in town. Go check them out, 411 First Street. They have a great selection of, everything from the Traxxas RC cars, Magic the Gathering cards, board games, STEM products for your kids. It's awesome. Hobby Habit, just for the fun of it. LeGrand Softball hosts Pendleton tomorrow at 2-4. Those are big GLL games. LeGrand Softball is undefeated, and they're looking to stay that way against their newly made GOL rival. It's cool. One of the pitchers for EOU is a Pendleton girl. So a couple weeks ago when they played C of I, we got to see a LeGrand girl pitching for C of I and a Pendleton girl pitching for EOU, and that was kind of cool. The baseball team also plays Pendleton tomorrow at 2-4, and they're coming off of a couple wins in college place, and they split their GOL opener with Baker a couple weeks ago. So, I haven't given up hope on the baseball team. I think they're 6-6 or 5-6, and they're going to compete. They split with Baker. We'll see what they do against Pendleton, and we'll see who comes out on top in the GOL. Rankings are out for EOU track and field. The women come in at number 25 in the nation, while the men come in at 16th. Today and tomorrow, CCC championships for the decathlon and the heptathlon right here up at EOU at Banner Bank Track. Go check it out. EOU is also having the EOU invite run concurrently with that. So you'll not only get the multi-championships, but you'll also get to see just a regular old college track meet today and tomorrow up there. EOU baseball plays Central Washington this Saturday. It's on the road. It's a doubleheader. It's a non-conference couple of games, so it's not going to affect EOU's. The baseball team is not going to make the playoffs, so these are non-conference games anyways, but man, what a year. Like, this is their... This baseball team turned around big time this year, and it's been really impressive to see what Coach Treadway has done with these guys and just the kind of guys that he's bringing in, the recruitment. It's just the culture has changed definitely. EOU softball team moved up 4 spots this week from number 15 to number 11. I still think that they are underranked. You have 2 teams in the top 10 that EOU has beaten, including conference rival OIT. EOU beat them 2 out of 3, including a 10-0 win. And then they also beat Jessup, who's in the top 10, and they have a better record than both of them. So that's just kind of how it goes. We've talked about the rankings numerous times on here. I'll take the 4 spots. We don't want to be ranked too high going in anyways. We really just want home playoff game in the first round. That's the big thing. They play Bushnell this weekend at home. Friday, Saturday, with Saturday being senior day, as it's their last home games of the season for this EOU softball team. Ranked number 11 in the country. Kaylee Hoskins is number 2 in the country in ERA. She's number 1 in strikeouts per 7. She's 2nd in strikeouts overall. She's looking to win CCC and National Pitcher of the Year, and I think it's highly likely right now. It's kind of cool. EOU women's lacrosse travels to Corbin on Saturday for a 1 o'clock game against the Warriors. So recently I said a comment about the lacrosse team and, possibly replacing lacrosse with another sport because of how they've, done. And I have to be more careful about what I say when it comes to stuff like that, because I do have a little bit of influence, maybe a little. And I want all EOU sports to succeed. I don't want lacrosse to necessarily go away. I didn't realize how much that those kind of comments can affect that. So once again, sorry for saying that EOU lacrosse is replaceable. It's not. They're working hard. The coach is working hard. The players are working hard. And that's what matters the most. AM Sports Report brought to you by Hobby Habit. 411 First Street in LeGrand. I almost choked that one out just for the fun of it.